The only thing that needs to be done when the Shor comes to Pesach is to give Yishkoyach to the Rav for coming, to exerting himself to come and to be Ma'ir us before Yom Kippur. Amit Hashem, and a very important side note, Sunday night, the Daf HaShavua Chabura, not just in this night's Seder, but it's a very important part of the night's Seder and for the Kail Baker, but the community-wide thing, they're being Mesayim Masechta Yuma, which they've been learning, Ba'amelus. And the Siyim is a very wichtig Siyim, and the Davi Bita Matayu, we'll be starting Masechta Sukkah before Sukkot, and it'll be going, it'll be finishing for next Sukkot. So, everybody is invited to come. Mitzvah Bali Brudni will be coming Sunday night and to give a shir, and there'll be a siyum. And maybe they'll take it on even if as an additional limud, even for a short amount of time. Something it's kedai to think about and to maybe try to take on such an inyan. I forgot the exact time, but the signs outside the Shemi Glom, speak to Shemi Gloman. Again, I want to give the Rav Yashkayach for coming. The Ben Shem should give the Rav Siyata Deshmaya to be Ma'ir Os and to continue being Ma'ir Yidden throughout the globe with his Divrei Torah and Divrei Nesayus on the floor. And Gesund Heit Emet Hashem Kegim Mashiach Tukenu.
Shus Shakaila Rav Kraus Shlita Shus the Choshev Tzibu. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, Kol Mitzvah Shebetoira Bein Esa Bein Lois Esa Im Ovar Otdoin Bein Bishkoga. Somebody was over on one of them, whether it was b'mezid or b'shoigig, when he does tshuva, chayev lizvadois, he has to say vidui. And how do you say vidui, zok de Rambam? Ono Hashem chotosi avisi pashati lefanecha. And the Rambam is marach in the din of vidui. Moron Arav Shach zechet tzadik lebracha in Avi Ezri points out a very important ha'ara. The Rambam talks about doing an avera bein bezodain bein bishgoga. And the Rambam says when you do tshuva, whether you did the avera b'mezid or b'shoigig, one has to say vidui. And how do you say vidui? Chotosi avisi pashati. So he wants to know whether when you know that you did an avera only b'shoigig, do you have to say Avisi Pashati, or is it enough to say Chatosi? Because after all, you were only a Chet, was only a Shoigik. So he brings a Dovar Nifla that he heard from the Briskerov in the name of the Heilige Goyin. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Shmuel what Chazal tell us, Kol Omer David Chota in El Toya. And the Gemposik says, Vayoymer David el Noson. David said to Noson, Chotosi Lashem. And Vayoymer Noson, and Noson answered to David, El David, Gam Hashem Heber Chotoscha. And in the Posik, there is a psik, a hefsik between Chotosi Lashem and Vayoymer Noson, El David, Gam Hashem Heber Chotoscha. Says the Heilige Goyin, David HaMelech, wanted to say, Chotosi Lashem, Avisi Pashati. But right after he said the word, Chotosi Lashem, take it from Miyad, Nos Nanavi stopped him, and told him, Gam Hashem Heber Chotoscha. So the Heilige Goyin, let's look at Psukim, in Tilim, Capital Lamed Beis, Pasuk Hei, David HaMelech says, Chotosi oidiacha va'avoini loichisisi. Amarti oida olai psha'i la'shem va'ato nososa avain chatosi selah. Zag the Heilige Goyen, David HaMelech says to the Eibishter, I said Chotosi, and I was ready to say Avisi, Va'avoini loichasisi. And not only was I ready to say Avisi, I was ready to say Pashati. I was ready to say to you Pashati also, Oida Amarti, Oida Laipshoi. But Va'ato Nososi Avain Chotosi Selo. You stopped me. I said Chotosi, and you sent Nosen to say Gam Hashem Ebe Chotoscho. Those are the Neuridike words of the Heilige Goyen. What do we see from this Goyen? That what was he supposed to say? Chotosi Avisi Pashati. Even though he was a Shoigig. Zokta Aviezri, from here is a Raya, even on a Shoigig, one has to say Chotosi Avisi Pashati. The question is why? The question is why? Why does one have to say Chotosi Avisi Pashati on a Shoigig? If he's only a Shoigig, it should be enough for him to say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Chotosi. I didn't have Erev a Shoigig. There's no Mezid there, there's no Meirid here. Pashati is a Meirid. Why was he a Meirid? So first we will take how Rav Shach explains it, and from here we will go further and deeper to understand it. Rav Shach says, truthfully, we have to ask a different question. Why does a person need a kapara and a shoigig altogether? Our best alibi for anything that we do is, it was a mistake. And we think that when we say it was a mistake, we get away for it. But we know it's not true. Because the Torah Gedosha told us that even when we do a shoigig, we have to bring a korban, a shoigig on a krisus. You have to bring a korban, so you see that a chet b'shoigig needs a kapara. Why does a chet b'shoigig need a kapara? The Ramban talks about this question in Teras HaAdam. And the Ramban says two reasons why a shoigig needs kapara. The main reason the Ramban says is, because maybe if he would have been careful, he wouldn't have come to do a shoigig. Meaning that it could be that it was your negligence that caused you to be a shoigig. If so, says Rav Shach, in every shoigig there is a nekuda of mezid and maybe a nekuda of being a murdered also. Because it could be that the reason you came to that shoigig, part of that negligence was bemezid. And it could be part of that negligence was even a murdered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, in a shoigig, you have to say, Chotosi Avisi Pashati. That is Toichen Dvarov. I want to go and explain further what it means doing tshuva on a shoigig, and why I have to say Chotosi Avisi Pashati on a shoigig. And maybe we'll understand what a shoigig means. My father, Zichron Livracha, and brings in our Gedalio in the name of Rav Shamshon of Olish. David HaMelech says, Tilim belibi tzofanti imrasecha leman loy echtoloch. Echto is a shoigig. Says David HaMelech, I have a way to protect myself from a shoigig. How? Belibi tzofanti imrasecha. I took your Devarim, your Imarais, your Torah Akdoisha, and I planted it Tzofanti, deep, deep into my heart. Zakrab Shamsha Falish, because if there will be Torah in the depth of the heart, you will not come to do a Shoigig. Do you know why you do a Shoigig? Because there's a Pagam somewhere deep, deep in your heart, there's something missing. And if believe it's a fanti imrasecha, then I will protect myself even from a shoigig. Teaches us Rav Shamshon of Olish that the shoirish of a shoigig is because I am not 100% clean. If I would be 100%, I wouldn't make that mistake. Maybe you could explain it one of two ways. One way is I would be zeicha to protection from above. If those of you who learned Yuma remember Gemara Ragle Chasidov Yishmer, that there is such a nekuda of shmira from Chet Malmaila, and when somebody is pure, he's zeicha to a shmira that he shouldn't be nichshel in a shaygeh. Or it means more than that, that every shaygeh comes because there's something missing in you. And if not, you wouldn't have come to that shaygeh. As we just understood, there's something doing in you, missing in your fear of Hashem, in your fear of an aveira. Nobody by mistake will walk into fire. Why? Because fire throws a fear on a person. As the Rebbe Rabbonim of Peshishchot says, that the Pasuk tells us, Vatirenu ha-Meyaldois, the Meyaldois had Yerushamayim. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim, what means Yerushamayim? What mean the words Yerushamayim? Yerushamayim means that not that you don't do something. Yerushamayim means, he explains the Gemara and Saita that way. We're not going to go into the Gemara now. Just in the Kuda, what Yerushamayim means, that you realize that you have such fear from an Aveira that it doesn't even enter your mind to do it. You don't even contemplate to do it. Because just like nobody will contemplate to walk through fire, it won't enter his mind, so to an Aveira, because that's Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim and Yerushchet means that an Aveira, you realize it's fire, and you stay away from it. The minute a person loses that Yira, he could fall through an Aveira and Shoigeg. So we realize that a Shoigeg needs Vidui. And not only Vidui, he has to say Chatasi of Isi Pashati. But maybe we can go further and understand that that Avisi Pashati has nothing to do with an Aveira. And we will try to explain what we mean. What brings a person to do Averis? What brings a person to do Averis? Only because he did an Aveira? Or maybe a certain life first takes him away from Hashem, and automatically is open to do to an Aveira. We are made up of two chalakim. We are made up of guf and neshama. In better words, we are made up of eretz and shamayim. The guf is ofer min adama, and the neshama is vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim echelik alekei mimal. As the Sassamis points out, neshama is begematria shamayim. Because neshama is shamayim. Guf is aretz. We realize, if so, that there is a fight between the guf and the neshama. They can't live together. One pulls down, one pulls up. The neshama gdoisha does not want to stay in the guf. I heard from my father, Zichron Livracha, Taitchen Aposik, Ocher v'kedem tzartoni v'toshes alai kapecha. The Aposik says a person is put together from Ocher and Kedem. Ocher from earth, the sixth day of Bria, the end of the Bria, Kedem from the Neshama that's before the Bria. V'toshes alai kapecha, he used to say a lashon. The Eibishter has to hold his hand on your neshama that it shouldn't leave your guf. Because the neshama kedoshah doesn't want to be there. The neshama kedoshah doesn't want to be in this world. So the Rebbeinu Shlom has to take the neshama and hold it kaviyochol in. The Heilige Rishna said something that's an eye-opener in Chizuk. Besides what lies in these words, Chazal tell us on the list, Pasuk in Tehillim, Koel Anishama Tahalel Ka, Al Kol Nishima V'Nishima. On every breath you should be Mahal Deibishter. What does that mean? Zog Dehele Gerizhne, because on every breath, the Neshama wants to leave. and the neshama doesn't want to breathe again. The Ribbono Shel Olam puts back the neshama in and gives you a koyach to breathe again. And then the neshama wants to leave again, and the Eibishter brings it back again. That's what goes on every time, all day. You know how many times in an hour that happens? Rabbeinu Bachaya writes in Parashas Kedoshim, a person has 1,080 neshimas in an hour. 1,080 times an hour, the neshama wants to leave, and the Eibishter sends it back. I'll call neshima, neshima, for every breath to give the Eibishter shvach. He's giving you a koach to make a new breath. Zok, the Heilige Rishina, you know what lies in these words? Every minute we are a new creation. You have a problem, you did an Aveira yesterday. You can't do tshuva. Every minute you create it from new. The neshama is leaving you and the Eibishter gives you a koach to make a new breath. That new breath is a new neshama, a new bria. So why can't you do tshuva? Dvarim neflaim. But let's get back to where we're up to. The neshama wants to go up and the guf wants to go down. We repeated it here more than once, but it's kedai to repeat it again for the one person that didn't hear it. I heard from the Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, Schusei Yog Naleinu, that the reason why the Rebbe Nisham created gravity, that one can't pick himself up and float, what will be wrong with it? Only to teach us that the Olam Hazeh pulls you down till Sheol Tachtis. It doesn't let you pick yourself up. The goof and Olam Hazeh schleps you all the way down. That's gravity. So we have a machoma, a neshama, a chelik elekaimimal that wants to go up and doesn't want to be here, and a goof that pulls us down. In Chabad, there is a sipur that might bring a smile to some faces. But the lesson is worth it. That a neshama that was coming down from Shemayim to earth was being born, coming down from Kisei HaKavod, met a neshama that was on its way up. And the neshama asked the neshama that was on its way up, what goes on in this world? Says the neshama, on this world, lamata, for a few cents, for a few kopikis, you could buy tzitzis. Asks the neshama that's coming down for the first time, tzitzis? That oil that I saw in Shamayim, that lechtikai that I saw in Shamayim, that light that I saw in Shamayim coming up from tzitzis, you could buy for a few cents in this world? Answers the neshama, yes. The neshama that's going up from Shamayim down, that's coming from Shamayim down, starts to run. Azal glik olam hazeh, you can buy tzitzis for your kopikis. Zog the neshama that's gone its way up, but remember, for those few kopikis, you could lose your neshama. True, in this world, for a few cents, you could buy tzitzis, but for those few cents, you could lose your whole neshama. The world has two sides, a guf and a neshama, a dangerous world. And to make them to coincide, that's the avodah of a yid. The avodah of a yid, the hardest avodah that we have on this world is that the guf and the neshama should join, the guf and the neshama should be one. The guf should not be a stira to the neshama. It should join the neshama and it's an avodah Hashem. That is our avodah. That's a hard avodah. A very hard avodah. So we have two parts in ourselves. Every time we indulge in our guf, shaloi l'shem shamayim. Every time we give that guf, oilam hazeh, we are furthering the guf away from shamayim. We are furthering ourselves away from shamayim. We are becoming more gashmi. Of course, in a world like today, that the world screams indulgence in gashmias, that all that the world talks about is how to enjoy the world more. The Goyish world for sure. the Goyish world is nothing to talk about. We don't have to learn from them. We have nothing to emulate in the Goyish world. But our world, take any what's called, in quotations, kosher newspaper, and go through the pages. What are the advertisements? What are the advertisements? Indulgence in Olam Hazeh with a heksha. Indulgence in Olam Hazeh with a heksha. Page after page after page after page, screaming at you with pictures of meat, with pictures of Olam Hazeh. Come join Olam Hazeh. When you join Olam Hazeh, you further yourself from Hashem. You further yourself from Hashem. Every indulgence in Olam Hazeh furthers you from Hashem. I heard from my father, the Chayin Avracha, in Shmuzin more than once. He said over there was a tzaddik called the Tsar of Ostrelsk. And he told his chassidim Friday night, when he gave them kasha to eat, buckwheat to eat, make sure you eat the buckwheat and the buckwheat doesn't eat you. And always sounded to me like a vertel. Until this summer, I opened up a garage in Aderes Elio, the Heilige Goyen, who doesn't say no vertlich, writes that you should see to eat the machel and the machel shouldn't eat you. Those words exactly. Hafl of a fella. That's why it says in Yavetz, in Sidur, that Lechem is from the Lashon Molchama. Who is going to win this war? Is the machel going to win or you are going to win? Are you the one who's going to be in control or is the Gashmi is going to be the one in control? I realize that people think I'm talking extreme sprach, meaning that that's not the problem of this generation. We have much greater problems than that. But Rabbi Yisai, I'm not talking about the problem. I'm talking about the shoyrish of the problem. Where the problem comes from. Where the problem starts. The problem starts from living a life of indulgence in Olam Hazeh. Once you live a life of indulgence in Olam Hazeh, you could fall through in a shoygeg, in a mezid, whatever, because you are far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this hanacha is true, which it is 100% true, because Chazal tells us so clearly, and I will bring you a proof from a neir de kisvasemes, that the Svasemes says that the Rebbeinu Shel, the first Svasemes on Yom Kippur, that the Rebbeinu Shel gave us a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. For what reason? To be misake in all the achilles of the year, because they are the shoyrish of all the chataim. And he brings rayas from Gemaras and from Chazal, clear Gemaras. Malakrei says, Inibisha, Ein on the Meirid, Elimetoich Sviya, clear Gemaras. If so, I will try to be matzia a new pshat in the chatasi of Isi Pashati. Chatasi, I was over a shaygik. So why do I have to say of Isi Pashati? Because I was amazed in indulgence in Olam Hazeh. I was a pasheya in indulgence in Olam Hazeh. And that caused me, afterwards, chatasi, it caused me to do a shaygik. So there's no question why I have to say chatasi avisi pashati. The avisi pashati doesn't mean a mezid of aveira and a murdered in aveira. It means the avisi and pashati of the indulgence that caused me to become a shaygik. The indulgence that caused me to go away and stray far from Hashem. And therefore I lost my connection, I lost my sensitivity, and I fell through in a shaygik. Because our sensitivity of what's right and what's wrong gets lost the more a person becomes a gashmi. Somebody that has sensitivity is because he still has Edelkeit to himself. The more Gashmi we become, we lose our sensitivity. And when you lose your sensitivity, you can't feel a Shoigeg. So our Aveda, when it comes to be Mizbeinein in the days of Tshuva, when we have to prepare ourselves for Vidui, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is preparing ourselves for Vidui on the Goyrim of everything. And the Goyrim of everything is indulgence in Gashmias. How do we tackle such a problem? Lamaisa. Realistically speaking, even though the word realistic is not a Yiddish word, but let's use it in quotations. Realistically speaking, how do we have Eitzes to combat Gashmias? To combat indulgence in Gashmias, in a world that's hard to go away from it. Let's say over Gemara Masechtes Zvachim, a Peladiki Gemara. Rami Resh Lakish Al Ma'oihi. A Gemara in Zvachim, in the beginning of Zvachim. Rami Resh Lakish Al Ma'oihi. Resh Lakish was laying in Besmedesh, Rashi says, on his stomach. And he had a kasha. Kol ha-zvochim she-nizbuchu shalai l'shmon. Every carbon that you shecht shalai l'shmon, k'sherim, elo shalai olu le-bailim l'shen choyva. Im k'sherim eim, lo meim meratzen. Why didn't they le-bailim l'shen choyva? Im ein meratzen, don't you be kosher. What's this here baked carbon? Kosher, v'lo yol l'balim shem chayv. He didn't understand it. Pesach pischa l'nafshe. He opened up a Pesach for himself. It says in Pesach, Moitzis v'secha tishmar v'asisa kasha nadarta nidova. Im neder loma nidova, im nidova loma neder. Elo im kimosha nadarta, it should be a neder. If not, it should be an adoba. That's the makar of Shalai Lushman. That's the Gemara. That's the simple touch in the Gemara. The Kerenaira, who was a Talmud from Rav Chaim Velozhiner, who was a Talmud from Goyin, says Pshat in the Gemara. Rami Resh Lakish Al Ma'oi. Resh Lakish was laying on his stomach. And he had a very big question. Im kshayrim, if I ate l'shem shamayim, fine. The meratze. But if I didn't eat l'shem shamayim, lo mein bon, what's going to be with all that I ate? How will it have a tikkun? Here a keren oris pshat in the Gemara. Rami Resh Lakish Hamayi had a problem with all his food. That's the lashon. Rami Resh Lakish Hamayi had a problem. How do you give an eitzah with food? How do you give an eitzah? You can't be mechavel Hashem Shemayim. You can't eat to have koich, to learn, to daven, to do avodas Hashem, to go work, to make panasa, to give your children to send to your cheder, to all Hashem Shemayim. A person can eat breakfast in the morning 100% Hashem Shemayim. He eats breakfast to go in cheder, to go learn. He eats breakfast to be able to work, to have money, to send his children to cheder. Then the food is 100% L'shem Shamayim. But who's going to tell us that we're able to go that Kshayrim? Who's going to tell us that we go on that path that we can eat L'shem Shamayim without Taiva? So Resh Lakish had a problem. Pesach Pischa L'Navshei, Zok the Keren Oira. For himself he found the Pesach. Moitzis V'Secha Tishma, watch the way you make a Baracha. You want to save the food that are upon him. It shouldn't be a kasha on the food. Why it came? It's not the same like Yimachav and Hashem Shamayim. But at least, if you'll make a barucha on the food, that's a Pesach l'nafshei. Azay shteit in Keren Oira. And I ask everybody, because in the minds of people, it sounds to them, this is not a Keren Oira. This is far-fetched for a Keren Oira to say such a pshat in the Gemara, Betach, everybody that has the Kenoira available, open up in Zvachim, other Daf Hey, other Daf Dalet, the first two is Blata and Zvachim, I don't remember where it is. We'll see clearly at the state Heilige Kenoira. So we have a Shtikel Eitza. We have a Shtikel Eitza. We have an Eitza of Baracha. I will explain you why a Baracha is more than a Shtikel Eitza. So there are a piece of Svasemes that's a mitzvah lefarsim. How a person can elevate his food, that his food cannot do any damage whatsoever to him. If a person realizes that when he goes to eat, he's entering a war, as we said over from Rabbi Yankiv Emden, that he doesn't know who's going to win, me or the food of me, so he realizes he's in trouble. What does a person do when he's in trouble? What does a person do when he's in trouble? No, a pasuk in the Torah. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er-Shava vayelech Harana. The Medrash says that when one wants to go down into a deep well, and he's afraid he'll drown in the well, or fall down the well, or in today's day and age, down a deep shaft, in mining, what do? You tie yourself good up on top. And if you tie it good up on top, you could always be pulled out. You'll never fall. Yaakov Avinu knew he's going to Charana, he's going to Charan, to the Charoinaf of the world, he's going to Laban Arami. First he went to Be'er Shava, to the Be'er of Sheva, higher than seven. He put himself all the way up. He tied himself on both. Then he could let himself down. Dr. Heiliger says, a person goes to eat, he realizes the danger. He realizes in Sakana. What does he do? He makes a bracha to save himself. He makes a bracha to tie himself to the Eibishter that he shouldn't fall down. What caused him to make a bracha? What was ma'ayrim him to make a bracha? The food was ma'ayrim him to make a bracha. The food now became a emtza'i, became a siba, became a cause for a bracha. So something that became a cause for good automatically can't be a cause anymore for bad. Again, if the food is what brought you to being a bracha, because the fear of the food caused you to tie yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bracha, then you realize what caused you to become niskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that piece of food in front of you. So that piece of food can't cause you any problems anymore. Because if it brought you to askashanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't bring you to be bayit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't bring you to Beram Levavecha B'Shachachta if it brought you to Zikaran. That's the Eitzah of Baracha. That's the Eitzah of Baracha. And if we'll be misbinding in ourselves and we'll realize that Baracha is something that needs a very big tikkun. Because out of the American way of life, which instead of eating two or three meals a day, we've changed our life to be a whole day eating, more or less. A whole day eating, more or less. There's no such thing that I don't eat from breakfast to lunch or from lunch to supper and that's it. When I came home from yeshiva as an 18-year-old bacha, today a father can't tell an 18-year-old bacha nothing. But when I came home from an 18-year-old bacha, for yeshiva 10, 11 o'clock at night and I ate a yeshiva supper and I opened up the refrigerator door, my father Chayim Avracha told me that if you're hungry again, it's time to go to sleep. There's nothing to eat at night. There's no such thing as being hungry again. Supper is supper. When you become hungry again, it means it's time to go to sleep. That's the chinuch that that I had from my father, the Chayin of Racha. Leider, he didn't do a good job on me. But Akoponim, das is Emes. Das is Emes. Das is Rein Emes. Rein Emes. But we were very far from it. Once we left that mahalach of eating three times a day, we're not nizer in barachas the way we should be. And everybody knows that's true. Who knows the halachas of Shini Makoim? The hardest, one of the hardest halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Probably one of the hardest halachas in Reich Chaim is Shini Makoim. When you have to make a new bracha, when you don't have to make a new bracha. And if you don't know the halachas of Shini Makoim, it's impossible to be nizer in bracha. When at work or at yeshiva or wherever, you eat here and then you eat here and then you eat here, and you all eat when you do make a bracha, when it's a bracha levatala, when it's not a bracha levatala. So we realize that bracha is today is a very big problem. To be kachavan in a bracha. To be mechavan in a shem in a bracha. There's no better service than he showed me today, Echaya Adam. Echaya Adam. Simin klal hey or klal vav in Chaya Adam. In the parentheses in Chaya Adam, there's a story. We'll say it over Bekitzer of a yid that went up to Shamayim. Lach amev esram a tzaddik. And they asked him questions. I can't repeat all the questions, Berabim. But one question I could repeat. They asked him if it was nizrin dalet chelke shulchan aruch. You know what it means, dalet chelke shulchan aruch. To be nizir dalet chalkei shulchan aruch means every halach and dalet chalkei shulchan aruch. And he said yes. And they asked him, meidbach. Who's going to say eidus on you that you kept the shulchan aruch? And they came halachem and said eidus. No, a straight ticket to Gan Eden. Gekomen schwarze malachem, says the Chaya Adam. Black malachim, one after another, and they said, hey this, and on that day you made a bracha without kavana, and you were over, moitzi shem shamayim levatala, because you weren't mechavim when you made a bracha. And then another bracha, and another bracha, and they asked him, what do you want? You want Gehenim, or you want Gilgul? Nochamol, ayid, that was nizir in dalit, chelkei shulchan aruch. There's no greater musa than that. And I wouldn't say it myself, I'm repeating a Chaya Adam. Ayid was nizir and dalet chalke shechon aruch, malachim wa meyen on him, they was nizir and dalet chalke shechon aruch. And what was the reason that he had to go to Gehenim? Because he wasn't nizir and shem shamayim. V'sisa shem ha-shem elekecha la-shov, ki lo yinake. The whole world was shuk, nizdaza oilam lo yinake. So we realize how much zihirus, how much zehirus we have to have when we make barachas, how much we have to be nizir in a baracha, how much the baracha can save us, and how much the baracha can change our life. There's a reason why baracha changes your life. Because the baracha is a constant reminder of the Ribbono Shel Olam of the world. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says, why does a person give tikkun? And he said, you have yahrzeit. Why do you give tikkun when you have yahrzeit? For what reason? What's the reason for it? That's the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Because when every person goes away from the world, we find physical reasons for his passing. So always there's a chsaron and amuna in every person's passing. We always find the reason that someone else did it. Someone caused it. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to be mechazik on his yahrzeit. Shahakol niya bidvarei. That everything happens only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azayit the Baal Shem gezogt, that's pshat ha-tikkun. We don't need a tikkun for that. Every single time we take a drink of water, we make a shahakol niya bidvarei. That's an affirmation of emuna. Clear emuna shakoil niya bidvarei. But about if we throw that bracha out of our mouth and we don't even realize what we're saying, there's no emuna in shakoil niya bidvarei. But if we realize that when we say a bracha, we're reaffirming clear emuna b'Hashem, that the Eibishter created the world, the Eibishter created everything in the world, shakoil, everything niya bidvarei.
Do you know what kind of bracha that is? You know what kind of emunah that instills in a person? Every bracha that we make instills in a person emunah, and mitzchadik in emunah, in a world that's anti-emunah. In a world that doesn't have emunah. So that's our Kabbalah. To attack the gashmius of the world with the first step, with being nizer in a bracha. With being nizer in a bracha, we have a keren oira, we have mekeiros, that we have with what to be fight. We have the koyach of bracha to fight. And we should use that koyach, and use that koyach b'shleimus. I want to end with a completely different topic. I want to talk about technology. But I want to talk a new aura about technology. Not what everybody talks about the technology. I want you to open your eyes to realize something that I don't think anybody realizes. When the steam engine was created, the Heilige Kotzke Rebbe said, Shloim HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam. He was able to create a steam engine also. Why didn't he do it? Because life meant something to Shloim HaMelech. And to create something that can kill so many people in one instance, he wouldn't do it. Nochem Rabbi say, Shloim HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam. He could have created a train, like the Kotzke Rebbe said. He could have created a plane. He could have created anything. But he also knew that a plane crashes. You could lose 250 lives in 1 minute. And Yakrus Chaya Odom, overcame and overweighed all Chochma. I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisai. Technology changed the world. We look at technology with such awe. With such awe we look at technology. Let me ask you. Would it be possible to hack 10 million names if there wouldn't be technology on the world? If everything would be written as it was written 20, 30 years ago, typed to put away in file 20, 30 years ago, would anybody be able to hack 10 million names in 1 minute? Did the Chacham who made a computer realize the churban that he made on the world? And you don't even know the churban yet. You don't even know what kind of churban technology caused you. You don't even know the results of this churban. So instead of being such awe of technology, of this chokhma nera of technology, realize that technology is a chokhma that has so much damage to it and caused so much damage to the world and has an ability to destroy the world with its chokhma. If you realize that, you lose your avdus to technology. We're all avodim to technology. We all think we can't live without it. We all think it's the greatest thing that happened to us. We all think it's the best thing that happened to us. I'm giving you thought, something food for thought, to realize that it's not like that. That if they would have been chachomim, me'en shloim ha-melech, they would have realized that technology is a greater danger than a toiva. And we don't even know how great the danger is yet, because we don't even know the tzitzos of the danger. And maybe that'll tell us, don't be so fond of it. Don't think it saved your life. And realize that lav davke, the world is going to be with technology for always. Because lav davke, it's a good thing. It could be it's the greatest danger that there is, and the greatest mazik that there is. And if we'll realize that, maybe we'll be able to part with it easier, and put it away easier, and save ourselves from the ovein and the pesha, which causes the chator.
I'll send you back. Israel, the Lord, Amen. Amen. Amen.